I'm feeling great. You know, I've all the love that's coming in on Facebook and Twitter and from my friends and family has just been overwhelming. So I'm trying to keep it all in perspective and just remember to take a breath every once in a while.
When did you find out?
I found out a couple of days ago, but I wanted to, you know, the Orioles wanted a chance to release the information and to make sure that everybody found out at the same time. So it's been kind of hard to keep everything in and make sure things got done the right way.
So what do you think about following the footsteps of Rex Barney and Dave McGowan?
It leaves me speechless. You know, I'm from Baltimore. I grew up in the city, and I listened to these guys every time I would go to the ballpark. So it's a huge responsibility, and it's a huge honor, and I'm just looking forward to getting underway and living up to the reputation that those guys had and following in their footsteps.
So what do you think made you stand out? I mean, they went through a lot of auditions, and they whittled it down little by little. Why were you the pick?
You know, there were a lot of great applicants, and even just the few people that I met at the audition and people that I knew had applied, I knew it was going to be an uphill battle. I have a lot of passion for the game. I have a lot of passion for this city. I understand, I think, what it takes to be a PA announcer at an iconic ballpark like Oriole Park, and I think that's what stood out for me. You know, I wanted this very badly, and I tried to make them see that.
You must have, and I can tell you're a fan because you were in that fan cave in New York, so you have to be a little crazy too, right?
Yeah, this will be the second season where I have to watch, where I'm going to watch every Orioles game, at least, you know, all the home games. So this is another, you know, people have been talking to me all day today, you know, two dream jobs in back-to-back years. I'm not sure what I'm going to do next year for a follow-up. But yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And my time in the fan cave taught me a lot about what it takes to go through the rigors of an entire season as an employee of Major League Baseball or one of its teams. And so I think that's something else that helped me because it is a grind. It is a long season. And I know what it takes to keep my voice in shape and to make sure everybody enjoys what I'm doing down there.
Now, when you were part of the fan cave, were you living in New York?
I was living in New York, yeah.
Are you moving?
Down in the village. Yeah, I'm back in Baltimore now, actually. Once my time at the fan cave ended, I moved back home. So I was here when the job came available. So for me to drive down there for the audition was just 30 minutes in the car.
Okay, let's hear a little of your stuff.
Put me on the spot, huh?
Yeah, okay, Adam Jones is coming up. Number 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, now batting, center fielder, number 10, Adam Jones.
21, Nick Markakis.
Now batting, right fielder, number 21, Nick Markakis.
Mary Beth Marsden, WBAL Radio.
Now batting, first baseman from WBAL Radio, Mary Beth Marsden.
All right, you got the job. I love
it.
All right, Ryan Wagner, well, congratulations. This is also a big year for the ballpark, so you're going to be there for an anniversary year. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's an unbelievable honor, and I just hope that I hope I live up to the faith that the Orioles organization has shown in me already.
All right, Ryan Wagner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.